Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's Friday morning at about 6:03. Carla, we say good morning to Joe DeChamps. He got the call. $1,000 in free money. Here's his reaction.
Woo! This is a...
Oh, hold on for a second.
What?
Try again. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
Woo! This is the best.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's the best. It sounded funny when you said he got the call from the Beasley Lord.
And the Beasley banker asked him what he was going to do with the money.
Probably take the kids on vacation. Maybe good. Universal.
Yeah, there
Very
you go.
Very nice. Fun vacation.
Little Harry Potter
vacation. Yeah, exactly. Oh. Very cool.
All right, so Friday morning, looking forward to the weekend. I know producer Morty is looking forward to this weekend because it's the big blockbuster opening.
I know. Mm-hmm. There are people sitting in theaters that have been there since last night.
Yeah, there are people in theaters right now.
Yeah, they're watching it over and over. Now, I heard the drive-in is going to show it like 20, or like all night long, I guess, just back to back to back to back.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So basically, it's going to be the same people parked in front
pretty much. Yeah.
All night.
Pretty much. There
with
you
their car
go.
Pulled up on that little hump.
Yes, that's right.
So with you the get the good angle.
Well, the speaker's not there anymore. That used to be the most fun.
Do we still when have the drive-in here?
Yeah. We do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's right. quite, it's like made this resurgence.
Yeah.
It's always fun to go to the drive-in. I mean, there was one reason you went, and then there was the other reason you went, because you could go with like 50 people.
Yeah.
And at the time, it cost nothing, you
right.
know, when you shoved them in your trunk or, you know, hit them underneath the tarp in the truck.
Back then, you didn't have huge subwoofers and 50 speakers in your car.
Now
you've got 9 people with that.
Right,
so.
And you got a free speaker, that was kind of nuts. Who didn't unhook it? Jeez.
That would be the only reason it was good to have the car.
Yeah.
Because you weren't the one in the trunk.
Right,
You
yeah.
were the drive. I got to drive. It's my car.
Who's the first person who came up with that? You guys get in the trunk. No, you're good. There's popcorn in there. You're good.
You'll never notice.
Hello? Hello?
It's just
Somebody
me.
Help me.
Going to the drive-in by myself.
Yeah. No, just, exactly. Yeah, I do it all.
Then all of a sudden, there's like 10 people in the car. Sunshine breezy today. High 96. Should be nice tomorrow. Again, over the weekend, high in the mid to upper 90s. Going to be nice. 71 outside right now. First dose. And Carla's take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
She has a new album out. And she says Paul McCartney, one of her biggest inspirations.
Find out who that is, plus some other stories after the Steve Miller Band Jet Airliner.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The wait is over. Avengers Endgame. It is out. That's the talk. That's the big deal this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So the, 45 hours or so that you've invested in all the other Marvel films, it's all going to pay off. It's all going to come together and all those loose ends will be tied.
Okay.
Are they, Morty? Are loose ends tied?
Yes.
And is this really, though, the end game?
No.
No, it's not. So don't call it that. Avengers, another one.
Morty,
that's
have you seen the movie yet?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, he saw it. Yes, he did.
I saw it on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a, and it's a long movie. And people are, I mentioned the other day, people are saying, you know what, plan, because it's 3 hours long.
Yeah. Well, yesterday you gave, on our website.
Yes, and I mentioned
guide.
That this morning. Yeah, when you can go take a little tinkle.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and you
the
won't miss a lot.
Avengers colon tinkle guide. So you can look at that. It's
and,
on our
and
website.
And the truth is, you really should not leave to go use the restroom.
Well, I know, but
I mean.
Yeah.
Well, then just bring a bag and a tube.
I was going to say. That or buy the large drink, and when you empty that, you have an empty cup. Boys in the Hood director John Singleton, he had a major stroke a few days back, and he's not good. He is in a coma. His mother has filed court papers seeking a conservatorship. That's not a good sign at all. And he's not, I think he's 61, 62. Yeah, I know. I hate hearing, I watch 90210 now. It's like, what? Jeez.
Yeah.
So, scary. On the good news side, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift released a new single, new album. She's all over Twitter last night. She's all over social media. Do you have a little piece of it, Mike?
Yeah.
I promise that you'll never find another like me. Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
Oh.
Local boy on it with her. Fun video. Really fun. She was asked in an interview recently the three things that influenced her the most. Number one, her cats.
Oh.
She said, I love cats. I'm obsessed with them. They're a joy to live with. Number two most influential thing, Paul McCartney.
Really?
He says she has had an amazing career and created an unparalleled art. He loves her. And she said he's also just so cool with his fans and selfless as a performer. And she, you know, aspires to be like that. The third, she loves looking at her fans' Tumblr posts because she said it's just a window into what they're going through. And that's where she sometimes will find something out about a fan of hers and do something really cool for them, as she's done numerous times at this point. Like her or not, this girl does everything right.
Yeah.
You know, I hope we don't find her, you know, doing the walk of shame down the strip, carrying her own shoes and just...
shaved her head.
Yes, exactly. One side. Jeez. No.
All right. Well, keep your fingers crossed.
Yes, absolutely. Good job, Tay-Tay. That's my painfully deep take for this hour.
You had sampled some of the new Taylor Swift songs.
Uh-huh. Lots of new music.
Called Me, featuring Brendan Urie from Vegas, mm-hmm. Panic at the Disco.
Yep.
Bruce Springsteen released a new song online last night, and it's called Hello Sunrise. Listen to this.
Fall in love with long, you end up that way.
Sounds like Bruce.
From his new album, Western Stars, that comes out in June. Kind of a country California
vibe. So that means he'll probably, I wonder if he'll do a tour as well. Why not?
He's so far from being over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, Mike, just black jeans and a black jean jacket.
Were they vest? And,
yes, okay. That's right.
One other piece of music I want to play for you. This is Rick Springfield. He redid the song Jesse's Girl with a full orchestra. A full orchestra.
Yeah, the thing is, and listen to it carefully, though, it doesn't sound that different to me.
Don't see loving with that body, I just know it.
Doesn't sound that different at all.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear the strings and the horns.
Yeah, exactly. But
is that what
it's cool,
that song
you know,
needs?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's cool, but but you know, back in the day, that's what you did. You know, to get all those sounds. Now you just need a key.
Yes.
That's all you need.
That's all you need, right?
Touch that middle C.
Some new music for you this morning. We've been talking about the new Avengers movie.
Yes.
Morty, a big fan.
Yep.
Hit the streets to talk to people out in Vegas about the new movie.
Cool.
Morty on the Streets, another segment coming up for you in about 5-10 minutes from now. The Stones.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, 6:36, Mike and Carla Morning Show. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to here in just a couple of minutes. So we've been talking about the big buzz about the new Avengers movie that officially came out yesterday.
Right.
Morty, you've already seen it.
Yes.
And
what?
Are you saying thumbs up on this? Or
two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Two.
And
if
you had
a
friend,
third, I would.
And you had a friend that said he's going to see the 2:45 a.m. showing of Avengers.
Yeah.
All right. So you liked it. You're a big fan.
Big fan.
With that said, we present to you another segment of Morty on the Streets.
If you could have one superhero power, what would it be?
It would be knowing exactly what I want and where I want to go and eat.
And how would you use it?
This would solve so many arguments that I get into with my man friend.
Because Avengers Endgame out this weekend, we wanted to ask, what would your superhero power be?
If I had a superpower, I would be able to turn every vegetable into bacon and still get the benefits from the vegetable and not all the bad stuff from the bacon.
And how would you use it in the world?
To live a long and healthy life.
If you could have one superhero power, what would it be and how would you use it?
Wow, that's a good question. Never thought of that.
probably want to be able to know what other people were thinking, just so that I could mess with their minds a little bit.
If you could have one superhero power, just one, what would your superhero power be, and how would you use it?
If I could have any superpower, it would be to park for free anywhere I want. I'm tired of these places taking my damn money.
Because Avengers Endgame out this weekend, we wanted to ask, what would your superhero power be, and how would you use it in the world?
If I could have any superpower, it would be knowing every language in the world so I could tell if people are making fun of me.
If you could have one superhero power, just one, what would your superhero power be, and how would you use it?
If I had one superpower, it would be to take every office meeting and transform it into a concise email.
Because Avengers Endgame out this weekend, okay. We wanted to ask, what would your superhero power be?
I would like to be able to jump real high. And fly. Jump and fly.
Yeah, I just want to jump and fly.
I'd like to have the jump high too, believe me.
Whatever happened to the good old days of I want to be able to have x-ray vision or I want to be able to fly.
Invisible.
I want to know where to eat and when.
Yeah.
Yes.
That actually is for a woman. That's a cool superpower.
I think so too.
Because you guys, just tell me where you want to go.
Yes. Make up my mind and I'll go there.
I don't know. Where do you want to go? Why don't we go here? No, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Just tell me where you want to go.
It's like when Jody will say, where do you want to go tonight?
Yeah.
And I'll say, where I want to go.
Let's go here. And then she doesn't want to go there.
And she'll say, is that really where you want to go?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Where do you want to go? I don't know.
Tell me where I want to go and we'll go there.
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, see, I like that.
Well, her man friend is right next to her.
Oh.
And the eye roll happened like 3 times. So.
By the way, we should preface.
What is she, like 70? My man friend. I don't want to say.
Those were just some of the answers that Morty got before he got kicked out of the place, but good job.
Yeah.
Morty. Just some of the superpowers people would take if they had the chance. Imagine winning $10,000 to spend any way you want. Details on the 10K payday contest coming up in just a couple of minutes. Yesterday, two of the 5 winners from Las Vegas.
Yes.
Steve Melamson and Cindy Shavrin right here on the morning show. Won $1,000, that much closer to $10,000 in the grand prize. And by the way, Cindy hung up on the Beasley Banker a couple of times thinking it was a marketing call.
Before she
finally realized, oh my God, I won. So if you do play, make sure you answer the phone when you get that number that you don't recognize.
Absolutely.
Okay, then you can hang up if it's not who it is.
Jeez.
Sunshine breezy today, high 96. Should be nice over the weekend, mid-upper 90s, maybe a little windy on Sunday. 72 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. As you head off to work or school this morning, get to that after Pat Benatar.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Lakers, L.A. Lakers may have had a crappy season, but they sold more merchandise than any other team. And, of course, LeBron James had the top-selling jersey. Last 3 years, it's been Golden State and Steph Curry. They owned the top spot in merch.
Yeah.
In your merchandise. So, yeah, the Lakers, they still plug away, don't they, man?
Yep.
You know what? I got some medical updates for you. CDC, we've talked about this a lot, measles. They say it's the largest measles outbreak now since 2000. This year. Huh. So do be careful, man. If you haven't gotten the shot, get the shot. Experts say it's the absolute worst possible thing that could come back, basically, since 2000.
Yeah.
You know, aside from MySpace, I guess. God. And I don't know if you went to Coachella, but herpes has made a comeback, and they say that the cases of herpes has skyrocketed in Southern California, right, you know, in that area that Coachella was in, the surrounding cities.
Nice.
So, might have been an outbreak there at Coachella. Somebody may have tootled on in, and a lot of people tootled on out. So, there's an ointment for that, people. And do be careful. You know what? You went to Coachella, and you left.
You left
a Burning Man.
Okay.
I don't mean to make light, but
make fun.
Yes, exactly. Use protection. How about that this weekend, huh? Is the juice worth the squeeze? That's what I'm asking you.
Well put.
Is the juice worth the squeeze? It is Friday. A few things you should know.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio to talk about The Beast.
I was going to say, I wonder what you're going to talk about, Jeff.
I'm just trying to get used to this place. It's been a few weeks since I've been here.
I know it. Welcome home. Welcome
You've been
back.
On vacation. I've been traveling. I went to WonderCon, Turner Classic Movie Film Festival. Yeah. I just got back from FanX in Salt Lake for a week.
Wow.
Oh, Mr. So Bragger. I'm just tired. Had Good Friday off. That's all.
Oh, is that all you had?
Yeah.
But I notice you're wearing your Avengers button, which is kind of like I voted.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the Avengers patch I got at FanX in Salt Lake. And I'm wearing it because that's why. You know, this movie after.
Jeff and Morty are like geeking out. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Exactly. If I were to ask you in 25 words or less,
please, Mike,
describe this movie, could you do it?
I guess so, but I wouldn't need 25.
Oh, really?
No, it is absolutely incredible.
Really?
It's one of the best movies I've seen in years. You know, I know it's a comic book film, but I'm telling you, what the Russo brothers have done, and I'm not giving a review, I'm giving a reaction, because this movie has so many spoilers. I mean, an encyclopedia of spoilers. I mean, I could think of like 50 major spoilers, probably like three or four.
Right.
So just to set up the film, you know, Infinity War that we had last time a couple years ago, you know, Thanos snapped his fingers. He had the Infinity Stones and destroyed half of all living things in the universe instantly. So now the Avengers have to pick up the pieces. You know, a few years later, they're trying to not only figure out how to bring everyone back, but also there's bad blood still between Captain America and Iron Man.
Right.
And there's also, there's so many things going on. And what the writers have done has taken every character that's left over and give them their own mini movie. So it's not just about Thanos and trying to get life back, but also their personal demons, their personal issues, and they kind of have like their own moments to shine. So if you have a favorite Avenger that's still alive, you know, as the movie starts, you're going to find really interesting, in-depth characters with this. I'm talking Shakespearean level. Wow. I know I'm raving about this movie, but I'm just telling you, it's that good. And I know how Lord of the Rings, if you know, 10 years ago won Best Picture, you know, for the third installment. If this doesn't get nominations, not just special effects and art direction and costumes, but we need some screenwriting credit, acting. Robert Downey Jr. is just so incredible in this movie.
You couldn't give us just one spoiler?
The one spoiler I will give away, don't sit through the 30 minutes of credits at the end of the film. There's no Easter eggs. There is no special scene. Okay. That's the only spoiler.
No outtakes?
No, we were all like upset because we watched every name go by, which even the Marvel Studio offices.
You know what? I like that, though.
That's okay.
At least that's a great spoiler. Don't sit through the credits. Yeah. There's nothing more.
They actually sign their name to the end of the film, just like they did in Star Trek Undiscovered Country.
All right.
Unless you want to see your one friend who's a gaffer see their credit. Yes.
Key grip.
Everybody's in it. Yeah. And it's like kind of say it takes a city to make a movie like this.
Wow.
It really does.
All right. So between Jeff and Morty, there's four thumbs up on this movie, which is about the highest rating we can get in this studio.
I want a promise from you, Mike. You're going to watch Infinity and then go see this Endgame.
Well, the Infinity is on DVD.
Right.
Okay.
See that first.
He already ordered that through Netflix. He's waiting for it to come in his mailbox. Will there be another movie opening at all for 2 weeks?
Think something, but nothing going up against this. This is a behemoth, and the studio's
smart.
Better.
Yeah. Very smart.
Follow him on Facebook, of course, YouTube, biggestfilmcritic.com. Jeff Howard, have a great weekend. I know somebody texted you about, we go back and forth about the new Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam. Actually, listener Russ, he said, hey, meant to tell you, Carla, that someone finally died on New Amsterdam.
No!
Yeah! Yeah.
I haven't seen the most recent.
Know who, could be just some outsider, I'm sure.
See, you spoiled it now.
Spoil it, I'm sure. It's a hospital. Don't people die?
Not at New Amsterdam.
Yeah, exactly, which is why it's such a crock of poop. It just, that show bothers me so much.
Best medical show ever.
Please. I said, so it is real then, I guess, because, you know, guess what? Nobody, what is it, cocoon? People living in a cocoon? They don't ever die?
They don't die, and they don't have to pay.
Yeah. Oh, they don't have to pay. That's great. Beautiful. Where's this hospital? My dad used to watch House and say, where are these doctors? Where are these people? Jeez.
I think New Amsterdam's in like San Jose or something.
Yeah.
Or something
okay.
Like
and knowing that, too. Sure. Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, now I don't have to watch the latest episode.
I don't know who dies.
Thanks
though.
A lot, Russ.
I don't know who dies. It could be just some patient that comes in. Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Sunshine breezy today and over the weekend. High today, 96, mid to upper 90s Saturday and Sunday. Maybe a little windy on Sunday, 74 now. Entertainment news, another take from Carla Ray coming up after Four Non-Blondes.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Mike, excuse me. I already told you that. Lori Loughlin. We've talked about this for so long. Now she's worried. She's a little worried that the whole college admissions scandal is going to tarnish her legacy.
Now she's worried?
Yeah. I would say after Full House and what, being on the Hallmark Channel, this is, you know, adding something interesting to your legacy. Aunt Becky.
Spiced it up a little bit. She's a bad girl.
I know. Yeah. See, people like that, man. She's a bad girl.
She's naughty.
She didn't know. I didn't know that I was writing a check for, you know, cheating. I had no idea. Nobody told me.
Wait until I talk to my husband.
Pleading ignorance. That's right. He's in a world of trouble. Mister. A&E Network renewed Wahlburgers for a 10th and final season. I didn't know it had been on that long. 10 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just started.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay.
Who'd have thought a show about burgers would go this far? HBO, I don't know if anybody out there, of course you did, watched Deadwood, that series. Well, the movie is going to debut May 31st. HBO, a lot of people have been waiting for this and wanting. This is one of those shows people really wanted. Huh. The movie. That was a weird show, but it was good. And Paula Abdul, she is going to be performing a medley of her greatest hits at the Billboard Music Awards May 1st. Those will be airing next Wednesday. So good for her. I saw her a couple of years ago with New Kids on the Block and Boyz II Men, and she was great. And I didn't know what to expect. I was like, oh, boy. Amazing. Really, really good. She's a little nutty, but she was good. Man, the girl can move. She can sing. She was great. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Hey, wake up! You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's been going in the morning.
It wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, here you go. We've gotten these Billy Idol tickets to give away all week long. He's going to be at the Pearl Inside the Palms Resort Wednesday night, October 9th. So you got some time.
Yes.
But keep in mind, when you win the tickets for Billy Idol, you also qualify if you have that updated and ready-to-go passport.
Right.
That fly away to London to see the new movie Rocket Man.
Jeez, that's so cool.
So check this out. We fly you over there. Your chauffeur picks you up at the airport, takes you to your hotel in a spot of London filled with shops, restaurants, stores, everything. And then you take a tour of all the spots that Elton John used to kind of hang out at.
Right.
And then, of course, red carpet for the premiere of Rocket Man.
That's really cool.
All right. So here's what you have to do. Simply identify this Billy Idol song. Can you do it?
Hey, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up. All right. Identify by title that Billy Idol song.
I love that.
If you can do it, after we get through news and weather, starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. I'll give you a bit more. Here it is. Just identify that song by title. 702-739-9636. And again, after news and weather, we'll start with caller number 9. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Billy Idol and qualify for that London flyaway to go see Rocket Man. All you have to do is identify this Billy Idol song. They're playing in a form of a nursery rhyme, but you have to do it by title. Here's a sample. I got to be honest, I can't hear it. But, you know, who am I? We have Rebecca on the phone. Rebecca, can you identify that song by title?
I'm guessing Hot in the City?
No.
No.
Oh,
try again.
Oh, you know what? You're going to kick yourself when you find out the correct answer.
I probably will. I'm guessing here. Oh, man.
All right. Okay. Try back.
Okay, fine.
Joe, what about you? Can you identify that Billy Idol song in a nursery rhyme version by title?
I'm awesome at nursery rhymes. That sounds like White Wedding.
You are right.
There you go. Good job, my friend.
Oh, hold on. Rebecca's still crying on line two. You got the tickets. You're going to see Billy Idol in October from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And you are qualified because when you win, you're in for that flyaway to London to see the premiere of Rocket Man.
Ooh, that one's all me.
Hope you got a passport. Hope it's up to date. And hope you're ready to go.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
We will announce that grand prize winner May 9th. So make sure you're listening. Otherwise, do have a great day. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Vegas Strong Heating and Cooling. You can't go wrong with Vegas Strong. Three thieves broke into a medical center in Pennsylvania on Saturday. And they stole $450,000 worth of colonoscopy equipment.
Okay.
Now, the cops are trying to track them down. Mm-hmm. And they're not sure what the thieves are planning to do with this stuff because, quote, it's not something you typically take to a pawn shop.
No, it's not. No, it's sure. Well, see what they do with this end of it here. And then you do. Jeez.
So,
but I'd love to take it in to Rick and the gang.
Yeah, down at the Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
I got a guy.
Yeah, it's colonoscopy. What do you mean, what is it?
Staying with the medical theme, doctors have invented a new plastic surgery procedure where they sculpt your belly fat into a six-pack.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now, the results don't look perfectly natural, but it's not bad either. No word on when the plastic surgery will be available and when doctors can start doing this or even how much it can cost.
But, okay. Well, why
you know,
not?
Doctors
do
are
else?
Doing it already probably in other countries.
They can give me a butt. They can give me everything else. So why not? Yeah. Okay. You guys are, I would think you guys would be all over that.
So you can take this and make it into that.
Yeah. They sculpted
it
into
abs. Well,
let's
do it.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, exactly. They sculpted boobs into me.
Is that what they did?
No, they're not boobs. They were sculpted, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful job.
No. They're all mine. And they're real, and they're all mine.
They're natural.
That's right.
Deal with it.
Oh, man. A 59-year-old guy in Ohio. Not a lot of details, but he was arrested for stealing, 59 years old, by the way, $166,000 from his 91-year-old mother's life savings to buy adult toys and porn. That's all he bought with $166,000. Dude, I am single. Just telling you. I am
and
so...
And these are real.
Yes, and they're spectacular. Well, I mean, they're fine, I guess. Okay. And a gym in China, what they do is they spank their personal trainers if they think they're performing poorly. These are the personal trainers. The trainers have to lie on a stack of mats, and then the manager comes over and spanks them with a rubber plank. The managers feel that this promotes team building. Spank.
Okay.
Oh,
next fish meeting.
Do they do that next door? By the way,
I know Mike and I go to the same gym. We should go in there. Yeah. Alan, are you spanking the trainers whether or not they're performing correctly?
Because I'm thinking of joining over there. So kind of this could be an incentive. That's all I'm saying, Alan. If you're listening, this could be an incentive for me if I could just see your personal trainers being spanked, and in turn, perhaps I can join in. It's not a bad thing. Napping and spanking is nice when you get older. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Just a fun Friday feel-good story. Mike, do you forget your kids' birth dates occasionally? They born what
I don't
year?
Forget them. I get them confused.
Okay. That's it. Your parents would never forget your birthday. Well, a mom in Michigan forgot how old one of her kids was, but it turned out okay. Antoinette lives outside of Detroit. She won a nice chunk of change in the lottery this month because she forgot one of her kids' ages. Whenever she buys a ticket, she comes up with the numbers by using a combination of her kids' ages and birth dates.
Oh.
One of her kids recently turned 20, but she forgot. She thought that that one was 19, so she put 19 in. All the numbers matched up. I mean, one was wrong. It wasn't the right, you know, day or year. But, oh, well, she still won $78,000.
Wow.
So,
nice.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what? That would be enough for me.
I know. That's a nice little chunk of change.
Even after taxes.
Yes. Yeah, just because you screwed up Kelly's, you know, age, right? Her other kids actually are younger. She has a couple kids that are younger. They still live at home, so she's going to use the money for a down payment on a new house. They live in a rental. So good for her. $78,000 because she didn't know how old one of her kids was. So, oopsie. Sorry.
I do the same thing. I think Nicole and Kelly are 35, 34.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I know the birthdays.
See?
The years I get confused, but okay, it happens to everybody. But good luck.
Woman.
You know what? Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
Cash
know
is in $78,000.
Oh, well, honey. Sorry.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
No money for you.
Yeah.
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Maybe you know somebody. Something happened to him,
yes.
And you go, man, that is so good. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by our good friends over at Rebel Fitness right next door. Open 24 hours, 2950 South Durango. Get the workout you want at Rebel Fitness. Don't know if they're spanking anybody over there, but a couple of things to recap. First of all, superpowers. Marty, good segment. Morning on the street asking people, what would your superpower be? And of course, Morty's already seen the Marvel movie, the Avengers movie.
Yes.
What, twice?
I'm going to go see it twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twice.
Cool.
Jeff Howard says thumbs up.
Yeah, he sure did.
Best movie ever.
I'd like to see these two geek out together in the theater. I really would.
Right in the front row.
Yes.
Share
yes.
some popcorn and everything
else. Throw Russ in there, who's also excited because there's a big Star Trek series coming out. Oh my God.
All right. Well, listen. Do have a great day. Great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Yes.
And Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have your next chance to win some free money in about 20 minutes. She'll have a new code word for you at 10 o'clock. Last winner from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You could be next. So make sure you're paying attention. And if the phone rings, pick it up.
Yes.
It could be somebody with $1,000 in the 10K payday contest. See you later.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.